Good morning.
Oh, Monty.
Hi, Karen.
Oh, I'm glad to hear your voice. I'm, we're without power and without telephones here.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and so I'm on my cell phone, and I'm grateful for cell phones, because otherwise I would not be on here.
Yeah, well, I'm going to have to leave real early this morning, so I just let you know.
Okay.
Well, so what I'll do, I'll listen, as soon as Steve gets the call up, I'll just go back and re-listen to it. Okay?
Oh, yeah, you bet. Okay.
I got to write it down, I got to go, got an appointment at 8 o'clock, I got to be at the insurance agent's office, just real busy this morning.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh. Sounds like...
How's Claude doing?
Oh, I'm telling you, I am so happy. He is, he has had essentially no pain. He goes this Thursday to see the surgeon. And I think the reason why he's not having any pain is because he's stayed away completely from non-fat food. Mm-hmm. And, well, from fat-free food, I should say. And he has had that tube, you know, draining him. For it's been about 7 weeks right now.
Yeah.
And I think those two things have caused it to really help him to ease off.
Good.
And so we'll be anxious to see what the surgeon says this Thursday.
Great.
Yeah. But anyway, we're glad that he's getting the kind of care he's getting right now.
Good.
Yeah. Well, I heard some other little beeps. Wall is on right now. I'm not on my computer, so I have no way of knowing who's on the call.
Joan in Silicon, Washington.
Hi, Joan. Hi, Joan.
Well, I got in contact with a fellow who has brought to like a pharmaceutical suit, you know, like a Smith-Kline suit, and I just contacted him and gave him some information about how else pharmaceutical company is shaping.
Well, good for you. Who else is on? I can understand.
Thank you, Nancy, for that connection to the Health Ranger.
Oh, yeah.
Nancy in Houston. Hey, Nancy. How's it doing down there in Texas?
I think the rain's about to stop now, and it's a pretty sunny day.
Well,
I really didn't get up. Maybe it's not the rain. We didn't get the fly to get over northwest by Houston.
Yeah. Well, Evie, if we have too much, right? Who else is on? By the way, I want to tell all of you that I am sitting on my cell phone because here in Killam, Washington, we have no power and no telephone. And I don't know, this happened about less than an hour ago, so we don't know what's going on. So I'm going to have to depend on all of you telling me who's on the call because I don't know. I can't look on screen. You're not the one without
you. Nobody. Donna is here on screen.
Is that right? Oh, my goodness.
Well, I haven't gotten on the computer yet.
Well, we don't have any understanding of why we're in Smith.
Well, I don't know what the problem is, but I'm just going to hang up in the Nantucket area.
Really?
Down in the Okanagan, Omak area, so I'm just going to be trying to do it. I think it's enough.
Oh, you didn't get noticed?
I didn't, but I did in Oroville.
I got noticed, but I probably went this morning. You know, try to meet it with the phone call and see how it doesn't even go.
Oh, I'm still down in the house, so I was here in the phone. I tried to call into the number. Really, as an optician, and it wouldn't work. They didn't even know that I had how I called them.
But that's on the website, isn't it?
No, but Okanagan, I can ask you about it.
Oh, I see. Hey, what about us? Well, I can find out what's done. But I don't know if all is on the screen. So that's what I was asking. I got Joe and Nancy, Mary Lou, and Monty around. I don't know anyone else. Well, Bruce.
Good morning,
Karen.
This is Steve.
Oh, hi, Steve. Well, glad to hear your voice. I don't hear Donna on.
I'm here.
Oh, good. Oh, you were getting me nervous, Donna.
Yeah, I sign up. I got a fear, and I go silent.
Okay, well, it's definitely time to get started here, isn't it?
Now, we want
to
get through.
What?
I'm thinking we have 50 groups of people, but there are only three on the screen.
Okay, very good. Well, we want to welcome all of you to Transparent Terrific Tuesday, and I want to emphasize the terrific part, because we like to be transparent about what's going on with our success with this program, but more than anything, the fact that we can have this call in and visit with each other and collect all this new information makes it a very terrific Tuesday. And I want you to know for my report that I have not lost any weight, and not that is the all in how you gauge what your success is, but I have to admit that I have put a lot of emphasis for myself personally on it. But what is really, really neat in our home is that a whole bunch of people are being subtly educated about what we are learning here on this call. And I know I've spoken to all of you about this before, but it really impresses me how much our grandchildren
children who live here in the home right now, how much they are asking me about why do you do this and why do you do that. They are really being impacted by all of this wonderful information that each person has been bringing in. And I just want to thank all of you for being on here and for making this the success that it is. I would like to open up and have all of you give us a report on what's been going on with you, what you feel is great, and if there's something that's bothering you. You know, and before I leave my report, yesterday on the call I asked, what do I do about weekends and blah, blah, blah? And Ruth gave the answer, well, you fix the food and let them live with it. And, you know, I thought about that all day yesterday, and that's exactly what's going to happen in this home. I'm going to fix the food the way I can eat, and then they will all have to adjust. Anyway, that's my point. So I would like your person.
Yeah, I did. My first point is that I told you I'm going to have to leave here real shortly. But yeah. I'm just having a great time. I've increased my fat and hormone reach and the amount of proteins that I should have and the kinds of proteins. I really like to eat alkaline, then acidic, so that's kind of with the chart. I've been doing that now, and also I'm starting to indulge in more coconut oil into my diet, and I'm finding some good results, and I've talked a little bit about it before, but the one thing I've noticed here now, I've gone back to losing weight again, so I've just had some great results and excited information that I got on this call.
Oh, that's wonderful. Okay. Hey, anyone else? Oh,
I'll listening. I'll go back and listen to it once Steve gets back.
Good. We're glad that you're on, Monty. Okay, anyone else?
Well, go ahead.
This is Donna, and I can't believe this, but I've lost 3 more pounds. So now I've lost 36 pounds.
What's your total?
36.
36 pounds. Oh, my goodness. Donna, you are to be congratulated. That is wonderful.
Thank you. And you know, I think I am. And the other one has to be.
Wow. Okay. And does anybody else have a next report?
Well, this is Mary Lou. And, you know, when you go in a store, the drugstores or different stores, and they sometimes will have that, they'll check the cholesterol and blood sugar and all that good stuff kind of on the spot without you being fasting. Well, they were doing that the other day free over at Sam's Club, and there was no line, so I thought, I think I'll go just see what it is. Of course, I was not fasting, so I don't think it's a real accurate number. But the guy, they checked my cholesterol, and it's dropped another 11 points.
Ooh.
And he said, you know, if you were fasting, it would probably be down at least another 10.
Oh, my goodness.
Woohoo! So I'm pretty excited about that, and I've been doing the coconut oil swishing too since April 26th. I have it documented here, so I'm kind of excited about when I get my next real blood work, you know, my fasting blood work, to just see, because when things are changing on the inside like that, we know that, you know, we're getting healthier. And, Donna, I'm going to get that magnesium today.
Good for you. She's going to talk to us a little bit more about magnesium later on. And I'm telling you, it is a wonderful, mineral, I guess it
okay.
is.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. Is there anyone else who wants to report?
Well, probably before Monty leaves, I have now done for 2 days the swishing. And I... you know, it's. I know a lot about placebo and everything else, and I have to say that the color of my gums are lighter. They're just plain lighter, and I did, you know, have that experience of the tissue being cleaner. I mean, I could tell the tissue was cleaner. I wanted to let Monty know. I'm just checking this out. Coconut. There is a raw coconut nectar that has a low glycemic sweetener. The glycemic index is 35, and tons of minerals and amino acids and other things. But its amount, the number of calories in it is exactly equal to the organic maple syrup. Not that I want to encourage you to take sweeteners, but the flavor of it, it does not taste like a coconut flavor, but it has a wonderful flavor to it. So I just...
Wow.
Thought I'd let you know I got SDA organic. It's called Coconut Secret, and I got it at Metropolitan Market. Gluten-free, GMO-free, vegan, you know.
Thank you, Joan. We appreciate that information. Okay, is there anyone else who would like to report?
This is Nancy, and I'm still working on why I get these headaches when I think I'm eating right. The only thing I ate last night was a pickled meat that could have caused it. So I guess they used corn syrup instead of sugar.
Isn't that amazing how the body reacts?
Yeah.
You can see a good early warning. Okay, let's eat from and not notice it.
That's right. In fact, that's what gets us in trouble, is that I had a anyway, that's off the subject. Is there anyone else that would like to report? Okay, well, we appreciate all of you. Let us know. And we want to move on with our discussion today. I came on to, I'm sure all of you get these ads on your computers, and I get this one consistent one all the time. But something that really caught my eye with this ad was that they were talking about the 7 fatty foods that can help you to get a flat stomach. And I thought, wow, well, I'm just going to look at that. And, you know, there were some things on here, and this is where I really want a good discussion from all of you, because some of it I thought, well, I'm not quite sure about, and others it was just right on the target. And so I want to go through some of these, and I want to get a lot of input from all of you. The first one they mentioned was the super dark chocolate. They say it has to be at least 72% cocoa, and it cannot be, you know, your milk chocolate, of course. And they say this will help you to have a flat stomach. Now, this one is not a new concept. I've heard many times about how cocoa, you know, chocolate can really be very good for you. So is there any new things that any of you would like to add into that one? Okay. Well, then the next one that they mentioned was coconut milk, coconut flour, and coconut oil. And I thought, oh, my gosh, we're way ahead of the curve on that one. That's something we've been talking about. Well, at least we've been talking about the coconut oil. Now, I had, the other day, I bought coconut milk for the first time, and I'm going to be trying that out. But coconut flour, I've never heard of. And I want to tell you that in this whole discussion, and if any of you want me, or not discussion, but this whole, what do you call it, the advertisement that I was reading, they give a lot more details than what I'm going to give you here. And if any of you want these details, I'd be happy to email it to you. But on this one, they told you how you use coconut flour and how you have to combine it with two other flours because it soaks up the moisture when you can cook with this coconut flour. Anyway, and then the third thing that they mentioned, and this one really surprised me, it was grass-fed butter. Now, have any of you heard about using grass-fed butter, that it's good for you? Let me tell you what they say. It says that grass-fed butter, which I'm assuming the cow is fed butter, I'm sure the butter is, okay, is known to have high levels of a healthy fat called capital C, capital A, capital L, and I don't know what that is. And they go on to say that's been shown in 10 puppies. And it has also been shown to help burn abdominal fat and build lean muscle. And I was blown away by this. I'd never heard this. And then it said grass-fed butter also had a balance of the omega-3 to the omega-6 fatty acid. And that was something I was aware of. I was sharing this with Clyde, and he thought, well, maybe I can go back to my butter. But they do stress it has to be grass-fed butter. And then they say that healthy fats in grass-fed butter also contain MCTs. Do you guys know what that is? I don't know what that is. But they say that will help to boost your immune system and are not readily burned by the body for energy. It also helps to satisfy your appetite and control your blood sugar levels. Now, have any of you heard these things for grass-fed butter? I was blown away with this information. None of you heard that? Well, if any of you doubt this information, I'd love, for those of you who are real detailed researchers, which I'm not, I'd love to have some input as to whether this concept really is true. Like I just got this over the Internet, and who knows, but I thought it was very interesting, the detailed information it gave forth. And then the fourth fatty food.
Karen, I don't know that much about it, but I've been reading a lot more about grass-fed beef, and, you know, this is kind of makes sense to me. I'm certainly going to dig some on that because it really, I believe, where we've all gotten into a lot of trouble is all the things that have been added, all the things that have fed to the cows, and, you know,
In fact, one of the things it says on here, that very thing, and it's number five, it says a healthy animal affects how healthy the meat is for consumption.
Okay.
And so they say that you can eat grass-fed beef and I'm not sure that I'm ready to accept that one. But anyway, yes, Mary Lou, thank you. That is a very good point.
Well, I was losing the collagen in my skin, and I don't think things happened by accident. We went on a trip. And I having breakfast in the hotel, and I was talking to a man who was an emergency room doctor that went from, from hospital, and his wife just traveled, and he'd work at another hospital for a month, and he was, you know, not quite my age, but just in talking to him, he kept looking at my arms, and this is when I had all those lumps, you guys, and
uh-huh.
he told me that I was losing my collagen, and I told him, you know, I had been a vegan for a while, and said, you need to eat meat.
Oh.
And he said, you know, not a lot, but I would get. You know, I haven't spoken about that a lot in the call, you guys, because I was kind of afraid to, but I don't think it's the accident that Karen brought this up today. So I don't eat red meat, but I make sure I have good, clean red meat. I might have a 4-ounce piece, and I might do that once every 10 days because I'm gradually, you know, getting brave to try it again. But, you know, I don't think things happen by accident, and I listened to that doctor, too, so.
Wow. You're very blessed to have that opportunity to have that conversation.
Oh.
Very good. Very good. Thank you for sharing that, Mary Lou.
Did the doctor say why you need to eat meat, and did he say that the lost collagen was related to the loss and also related to not eating meat?
He told me a lot of technical things, and I'm a Polish blonde girl, and I all that stuff. But I know that he convinced me enough that I actually buy collagen. He told me to go to Walmart and get the collagen in a bottle, and I did, and I take it every day since that day. And yes, it definitely had something to do with lumps. I didn't stress it enough. I had what they call an inflammation of the fat layer of the skin, and that was causing the lumps everywhere. But he said that there were things in beef you got absolutely nowhere else, and whatever about the number, you know, it didn't. I just knew I needed to have it.
That is so interesting. Well, let's move on here. There's another food that for years we've been told not to touch, and that is a whole egg. And yet in the article it says that it should be an egg, including the yolk, because the yolk is the healthiest part of the egg, because that is where most of all vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants are. And so, you know, here has been telling us about eating the organic, you know, grass-fed, what did they call them? Oh, range chicken eggs. And, what was that?
Yeah, cage-free range.
Yes, I'm sorry, yeah. And so they're saying that there are minerals and healthy antioxidants and vitamins that are in that egg yolk that is very valuable to a person being able to be healthy, to have a flat stomach. And Ruth is the one who started that early on in our call, telling us how she felt that one egg was very valuable for her in her making her protein drink. And Ruth, when I read this, all I could think of, was how far ahead of the game you were in introducing this to us. Burning horn.
body. Now, that really was, I thought, fascinating. So, like I said before, if any of you want all the details that this article was talking about, which is the highlights, I'd be happy to send it to you. I saved it into my computer so that I can now send this out. Anyway, now, for the rest of our discussion, one is going to help all of us understand, you know, the value of having magnesium in your diet. You know, we talked a little bit about this subject, but Donna has really researched this, as you live here on the call today. It is one of the properties that has been helping her to lose weight. So, Donna, please bring to them all this research that you've discovered about this.
Okay. So, I wonder if the conditions that magnesium helps with, you know, other than heart and the blood tanks, but it helps anxiety and, oh, here it is, anxiety, it helps all these, anxiety, panic attacks, asthma, diabetes, depression, healthy toxins in your body, it helps diabetes, fatigue, and of course heart disease, hypertension, hypoglycemia, insomnia, kidney disease, liver disease, migraine, nerve, and nerve problems.
Boy, it's a lot of things to that.
Oh, I know, it's just really amazing. And they opt out of this, and that's why the doctors use it, because there's no way to measure the magnesium in your body, because our body uses magnesium for over 350 enzymes in the body. And magnesium is responsible for metabolic function of over 350 enzymes in the body. It's amazing. And also, as Dr. Jean was saying, she has a book, The Miracle of Magnesium, and she found that doctors have been prescribing magnesium for heart disease since the 1930s. And it's a review of seven major clinical studies showed that IV magnesium reduced the body's death by more than sudden acute myocardial infarction, which is a heart attack. And it said one study limit death to the of magnesium as soon as possible after onset of the heart attack and any other drugs. And they said this criteria were all heart muscle damage due to hypertension nor arrhythmia developed. I just think that's amazing.
Yeah, because those are the things that you have dealt with, aren't they?
It is, and I have asthma. I have some asthma. I talk all the first about magnesium. And my goes with me everywhere. If I'm going to go away from the house today, I'm going to get a few hours. My bottle of magnesium goes with me. If I need
well, now, Donna, what do you buy that at a health food store?
Yeah, they use the Vitality Natural Calm, and Dr. Dean is the one that she recommends the magnesium citrate. They mix it up with water. You either have hot water or cold water. And when you drink it, I buy the raspberry lemon flavor. It's real delicious and refreshing.
Very interesting. Well, and I want to tell all of you, if you want this report that Donna has been getting information from, it's several pages long. And so she's only giving me the part of it. But if any of you want me to email that to you, I will also do that one. I'll be sending it to Lou and to Monty. But if any of you others want that report, I will be happy to send it to you because this is very valuable information.
I would like to send how am I going to give you my email and you send me?
You email me. And if you don't. Okay, now everything is filled out, not abbreviated. It's you can. Live, love, and be, prosper, and then it's a number 2. You can live long and at gmail.com. And keep in mind right now my power is down, so I wouldn't, if you email me right after this call, I will not have power back.
And is it U-Y-O-U, or is it just a letter U?
It's email that Y-O-U.
Okay, I got it, I got it. Yep.
Okay, you're back. Yes.
I read a Dr. Maylock's report, the one that came out on the website, but it's a long story, but I wanted to have something that was not a prescription letter. Well, I was so surprised when I read Dr. Blaylock's newsletter, many anti-pops and anti-pops and anti-pops and anti-pops kind of sad.
Boy, are you there for the clients to understand? That is wonderful information.
But also,
thank you.
It also helps with aching muscles, so it helps with fibromyalgia, it helps with full bones and joint back pain, headaches, respiratory, insomnia, migraine headache, like that. It helps with so many things. It's amazing.
You know, luckily, at the beginning of this discussion, we were talking about how the chemistry of your blood affects dramatically what is happening in your body. And see, magnesium is one of those small things that we do not pay attention to, and yet it is critical for the good chemistry to be going on in our blood so that our entire body is going to be affected for the. So, Donna, this has been an incredible journey that you took us on to understand the value of magnesium. And she's using it to help her lose weight. Emily, I'm going to the health food store. I'm getting some magnesium.
Actually,
no question.
What is the balance that is needed between, I don't know if you know the answer to this, but I think you take it into consideration. I think that you have to have a proper balance between your calcium, your magnesium, your sodium, and your minerals, and that you wouldn't need a whole lot. You have to have it in balance, but I'm not sure what that balance is. And so how much magnesium should one be taking in addition to what's in your food?
Well,
I have to say this too. I believe the calcium has magnesium in it. The women's and the men's formula has the magnesium citrate in it. I muscle tested myself to see how much I needed, and I take it on the bottle on the chart. Just take a 2 teaspoons per day, and I was taking a 2 teaspoon about midday. But I've discussed some days. Well, I have to have 3 every day, but some days I have to have 4. I just listen. Well, I just listen to my heart because that's what I originally started taking it for. Because it's not funny, just take magnesium.
You know, you brought up a very interesting question.
I had a really good answer. That's why.
Exactly.
I certainly use magnesium citrate supplement to get you out a bit more.
Well, what you're saying is Dr. Dean said that the best one is this form of magnesium citrate to go on that natural calm. That is natural biology, natural calm. And that's what I use.
This is Nancy, and I have used that for some years ago. I need to get more of it. I went back to using the tablet form, but I do feel that the powder that's stuck up. Something is we should have equal, if not more, magnesium than calcium. We cannot absorb our calcium unless that magnesium is there. And but when you get to the point where you have loose stools, then back off. But otherwise, I've never read that it imbalances anything in the other electrolytes if we have more of it. But because we're menopausal and we're taking about another amp of calcium, we should take maybe 800 of magnesium, if not even more.
That is really, really great information.
Awesome.
You know, and you know, Ruth has been teaching me from the day I ever met her about listening to your body. And I think that, you know, what Donna just explained about your muscle testing and finding out, because what I need to differ from somebody else needs. None of us are cookie cutter, stamp outs. But, so this is really good, information to understand. So listen to your body, do your muscle testing. That's when I found out that I needed far more calcium than what the average person is. But anyway, any other information?
Hi, Karen. I'd like to add, this is Donna. Since I'm taking the other side effects of magnesium, which are good since I've been taking it, my heart rate was in the high 90s. Now it's between 77 to 84, and also my sugar levels have come down because I'm a diabetic as well, and they've improved.
Wow. Excellent.
And this is Nancy. Also, if I partake magnesium, I get the toe cramp at night, or have even gotten the cramping in the calves of my legs. So, and it makes a difference as to where you get it. If I have tried other brands, I guess my body doesn't absorb them as well, and I will find that I get that. But also, Dr. Dean says that the proper way to test if you are getting enough is to either have a, I think I may have mentioned that on this call before, is to have a doctor give the IV of the magnesium and then do a 24-hour urine collection. And if it shows up in the urine, that means you're fine. If you sloughed it off because your body didn't need it. But if it doesn't show up in the urine, then you are low. But you can get the same effect without going through an IV. There's a gel that I buy, the magnesium gel. You can use that and spread that on different areas of your body, the tender areas of your body, and get the same effect and then do a urine collection.
Very good. Thank you.
How about our Jade Greenzymes? Would it be low? Do you think that it'd have a lot of magnesium in it? Donna, have you looked at that?
I've not looked at that.
Okay. I was just wondering because I know, they say the really green vegetables are barley, and they also say it's in a grain.
Yeah, barley has a tremendous amount of greens, and the greenzymes do have a tremendous amount of magnesium, a good amount of magnesium. Yes, it is in there. Yes, it is in there.
That was part of our discussion last week. I pointed out that your green leafy vegetables have a high content of magnesium.
Good.
Oh, and back to the testing, she said it's the serum test or magnesium, not the water test, kind of doesn't show anything in the body, but holds only 1% of magnesium at any time.
So you might have an if you, I mean, if it's 1%, then you multiply by 100, and you have, would you give a optimal level of magnesium in the body to aim for?
Well, they say that you cannot measure magnesium in the body. That's one of the things that in Donna's research paper, it says that's one of the reasons why doctors begin to dismiss not recognize its
okay.
importance was
okay.
because it is difficult to measure.
Yeah, except when they're treating heart attacks where they push potassium or magnesium, you know, IV in the emergency rooms, then they acknowledge it.
Dr. Yeah. Dean, she said, recommended daily intake for women, which ranges from 1,000 to 1,200 milligrams per day. Oh, that's the calcium recommendation. Wait a minute.
I'll read that article if you when it gets sent to me.
It may not be in that. It's in the first magazines where I got some of my information, too.